This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1041. Be a wordaholic on IELTS Speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Who knew that prefixes and suffixes could help you out on IELTS? Today, you will learn how to use the suffix aholic and the prefix quasi to boost your IELTS speaking vocabulary scores. Aubrey, we started this in a funny way. Let's give our listeners a little peek behind the scenes about how we start recording every podcast on IELTS Energy and All Ears English. Guys, before we give you that little sneak peek, though, today's show is about how to make your vocabulary very flexible, very native, using some prefixes and suffixes, one prefix, one suffix, that are so native and slangy. Who knew a suffix could be slangy? But we're going to talk about that today. So it sounded like there was a bit of an issue when we started recording, Aubrey.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't watching this on YouTube, you should be, because we're recording video for this episode. So whenever Jessica and I record video, I have like my audio recording window and the video recording window and maybe some notes. So there's a lot going on.
A lot.
So if I've like hidden a window, then when we go to start recording, we'll do a countdown. Like one of us will say, recording in three. And so it's to link up the audios, because we're both sending our audio separately to an audio professional expert, right? And I wasn't on the right window. So Jessica started the countdown. And instead of saying three, I was like, yep, just a minute. Hold on a second.
It was a funny countdown. And you know what? You can only have funny countdowns if you are lucky enough to work with amazing teams of silly people and smart people. Smart, silly people. That's us. Here at IELTS Energy and All Ears English. Okay, so let's get into today's IELTS information. This is such an interesting way to look at expanding your vocabulary, like instantly, by just learning two little word chunks, you know? We have talked about a couple flexible suffixes before. What was that episode?
Yeah, so it was number 969. We talked about adding ish or wise to create slang, and they are very flexible, right? You can say, I'm happy-ish, like sort of happy, right? And you're creating this great high-level slang word that natives use all the time, but non-natives don't very often. So this is boosting your IELTS score for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. So definitely, guys, if you have not, go back and listen to IELTS Energy episode 969, okay? So let's move on with today's lesson. We're going to talk about the suffix aholic and then also the prefix quasi or quasi. Both are correct, okay?
Right. I say quasi, but I've definitely heard people say quasi too.
Because Quasimodo. Right?
Oh, I bet that's why, right? The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hello, French pronunciation. yeah, totally. But guys, they're both correct. Okay, so when does this come in on IELTS? Well, aholic is great for replacing the idea of like being really, really into, loving something, doing something all the time. All of those ideas can be replaced by adding just this suffix to the word you're expressing. So for example, instead of saying, I love shopping, you could say, I'm a total shopaholic. Instead of saying, I eat chocolate every chance I get, you could say, I'm such a chocoholic.
Yes. And I feel like we hear those two all the time, but these are really flexible. To emphasize anything you really love, you can add it after any verb or noun, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say, I'm a total cataholic if you really love cats, or I'm a laughaholic if you love laughing, right? You can add it to anything. Like and bam, you have slang. You have a very unique word, increasing your score. Totally.
Yeah. And the inspiration actually for talking about this suffix came from All Ears English. Guys, if you're not listening to All Ears English, you should be on All Ears English episode 1580. Came out a couple weeks ago, guys. Michelle and Lindsay talk about the aholic and how to use it on different words. But we are focused on IELTS. So here's another way to add more impressive language around this suffix. Because guys, what if you think, like, I've never heard anybody say this word before. I'm not sure if musicaholic is a word. Like, that sounds weird. I don't know if it's a word. Then you could still use it. But what you should say first is like, now, I am so into music. I mean, if I may coin a phrase, I'm a total musicaholic. So if you're not sure if that's a word, you can say, if I may coin a phrase, which means invent a new word, coin a phrase. So if you say that like really fancy phrase, right? And then you just like try out a new word, that's fine because you're letting the examiner know, look, I know this may not be in the dictionary. I'm going to make up a new word right now. And that's fine. That's flexible. You're not making a mistake, okay? Because you're telling the examiner, look, I'm putting two things together to make a new word.
Right. And in fact, that's another great one to say. Now, I'm not sure you would find this in a dictionary, but I am a total filmaholic. I love watching movies, right? Because that word's not in the dictionary. This is slang. We're adding a holic to anything to express how much you love it, right?
Yes. Oh, a word that is in the dictionary for that, cinephile. I had to say that a couple times to try it out. That's also a great word. That is a very impressive word, cinephile. I am a total cinephile. So are you, Aubrey.
I know I am. I actually just watched Ted Lasso. It's so good. Have you seen it?
No.
It's with Jason Sudeikis, who's one of my favorite comedians.
I love him. Yeah.
And this would be great for you guys studying for IELTS because it has both American and British accents.
Nice.
He's like an American football coach that's hired to coach a British soccer club, football club, right? Because the woman who owns it wants it to fail because her husband has like wronged her and he loves it. And so she's trying to make it fail. But he's like so positive and just like the best coach. And he like turns it around and it's so great. It's such a feel good. They've done one season. It's on Apple TV and the second season's coming out in July. I highly recommend it.
It's a TV series.
Right. So,
okay.
But I think when you say cineholic, like you're definitely saying like, oh, I love movies. I love the cinema, but you could definitely, in fact, this reminds me, we had a student ask recently on Instagram, if I'm asked about movies, can I talk about TV? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, one or the other, as long as you answer the question, right? If you say like, I really don't watch movies at all, but I saw a great TV show. You're still answering the question, you know?
Completely. Completely.
If the words chocoholic and shopaholic are sounding very familiar to you, you're likely subscribed to the All Ears English podcast. Congratulations. If not, you definitely need to subscribe because you're missing great vocabulary lessons 4 times a week. And while you're at it, subscribe to IELTS Energy as well. On both of our podcasts, we have great podcast episodes for you each week. So subscribe to All Ears English and IELTS Energy wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, it comes back to communication. Are you communicating clearly? Are you communicating in a way that a native speaker would, right? And that is the essential question to your score. If you're going to get a 7 or higher, are you approaching the way a native speaker would communicate?
Exactly.
And guys, like any given native speaker isn't going to say yes to every single question. I mean, that it doesn't make sense, you guys. Like, the examiner doesn't expect you to like be 100% yes and in for every single thing you're asked about, like art and sports. And like a lot of people aren't into those things. So if you're able to communicate that you are not into those things, just like a native speaker would, well, there's like a loud motor in the background. if you're able to communicate that like a native speaker and still keep talking, right? Just like Aubrey demonstrated, then you will still get a high score.
Yes. Okay? But you made a good point when we were talking about this. If it's clear to the examiner that you have like memorized an answer about a movie, and so then you're asked about TV shows and you say, oh, I don't watch TV, and then you share this kind of clearly prepared answer about a movie, your score will go down, right? Because like most people have some kind of TV show that they've watched, right? Or a movie or vice versa.
Totally.
And you just have to be careful. Don't memorize prepared answers, right? Instead, practicing answering anything that could possibly come up in a native, natural way.
Exactly. Yeah. Try not to rehearse your answers more than a few times. Like there is a benefit in practicing like a part two more than once, right? I often tell students to practice a part two three times in a row, in fact, so they can grow in confidence, so they can experience better fluency, right? So they can add more details.
Yes.
That's fine. That's not rehearsing. That's improving, right? Like there's a difference. Now, you're not going to do that same three times in a row for the same cue card every day for a month. Like that's not what we're talking about, right? Okay, so let's get back to this vocabulary. So,
have another good one for you.
Yeah. So just to summarize so far, guys, if you're really into something, you can add a holic, and it's usually to the first syllable of a word, right? Like chocoholic. We don't say chocolate-aholic, even though you could if you say you're coining a phrase. So if you're not sure if that is an actual acceptable word, just introduce it by saying, now, if I may coin a phrase, or now, I'm not sure if this is in the dictionary necessarily, but I'm somewhat of a chocoholic. I don't know why my pronunciation gets all cheesy, but anyway, so those are things that you can say that will really impress the examiner. Okay, let's introduce a prefix that is also flexible. What's the prefix?
Yeah, quasi, which basically means sort of, right? Mm-hmm. But sort of is so band six, guys. Like everyone says sort of all the time. So if you feel yourself about to say, I sort of like TV, instead you could say like, I'm a quasi TV lover. Like you can just throw it in anywhere instead of saying sort of.
Yeah. I think this is easiest to add to adjectives. I would say, like, if you're like, instead of saying like, it's kind of good, it's okay, right? It's quasi delicious. This also becomes sort of tongue in cheek, right? Instead of saying like, oh, I'm not good at something or I'm not talented, you could be like, I'm a quasi-talented writer.
Way to be humble.
Yeah, totally. Like a humble brag. Oh, that's a cool phrase. A humble brag. Yeah.
This might be a humble brag, but I am a quasi-talented cook.
A humble brag. It's like pretending you're being humble, but you're actually bragging about something you're good at, right? I love it. Okay, guys. We would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Go ahead and drop us an email, support@allearsenglish.com. Ask us an IELTS question, and we may give you a shout out on the show. Also, remember to find us on social media, guys. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook.
Yes. Ah, WeChat, Bilibili, and China. We're everywhere.
Oh, thank you. You guys. For saying that. Yes. Sure. So guys, definitely search All Ears English. Tag us if you have an IELTS question, and we may give you another shout out on the show. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Yes. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.